We are up to Simin Reish Lamed Vav, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Be'erev Mevarach Shtayim Lefnei Krishma Shtayim La'achreha. At night, you say two brachas before Shema, two after. The first Asher Edvaro, then Avas Olam. Then we say Shema. Then there's Emes Vemuna and Hashkiveinu. Mishneh Berurah points out that as soon as the Chazan says Baruch Hu, and you intend on davening, you are considered already Bein HaProkim. You're already considered in the middle it's considered Be'emtza HaPerek. You're already in the middle of Shema, and you cannot be Mafsik, except for the halachas of what you can be Mafsik Be'emtza HaPerek. Now, the Brach of Avas Olam doesn't begin with Baruch, because it's Smucha L'Chavrata. You should separate between Kirtsono and Bore, because they're two separate sentences. The meaning of Nusach of the Sfardim is that they leave out the end of the first bracha. They leave out Hashem Tzvako Shemo, because they say that it has to be Me'ena Chasima Umavdil Ben Yom Uvein Loila, and then they say Hamarav Aravim. Because the bracha, right, just before the bracha, you're supposed to have Me'ena Chasima. The Tur explains our minig, Kel Chai V'Kayam Tomid Yimloch Aleinu Le'olam Va'ed, is referring to Asad Lova, where it says that Le'is Erev Yeor. In the bracha of Krishma La'acharav, the bracha is Go'al Yisrael, not Go'el Yisrael, because it's going back on the Gula then. Now, why is Hashkivenu not a Hefsik? We consider that a gula arichte. It's a long gula. It says the Tamid Rebbeinu Yonah bring down that in Mitzrayim they were davening that at the time of Makas Bechoris, because it was very scary for Klal Yisrael too. Why do we say Hashkivenu at night for Shmira from the Mazikim? Siv Beis Ein L'Saper. It is not right to talk Ben Geula La'arvis the Tefillah. Between Krishman its brachas and Shmon Esrei, va'af hanogim lomer yutches psukim v'yiru einenu. Even those that have the minig of saying 18 psukim and yiru einenu. So this was, they made this takana when they used to daven out in the fields, and they couldn't daven Shmon Esrei because if they wait for the zman tefillah, then people would be afraid and they'd go home. So that they made up to say this instead of Shmon Esrei. So even though no longer is there the gzera, we continue to say it anyhow. Some hold that you should not be saying this bracha. So the Mechaber says that for those who say it, Av hanogin loma yutches psukim v'yireinenu ein lahafsik ben yireinenu litfila. They should not be mafsik otherwise. Umiyu mashamach reshatz v'shchodesh ben kadosh tefilas arvis lo have a hefsik kiven shu tzorach hatfila. The shatz is allowed to call out yalav yavur, yeah. We would not consider this a hefsik, because in the smicha of gula l'tfila b'alayla is not as strong as by day. By day, the chazan should not be calling out yalla v'yava before Shmon Esrei, and by night he's allowed to. He's even allowed to be maskir al hanisim. Whereas in Birkas Krishma and Bein HaProkim, of course, one should not be mafsik, and also in Shachris. Hagav ha'ayin liel simin samachtes. Re'isi medachtikim nolgu lamod k'shomrim hayudches psukin shal baruch Hashem liolam, u'mirig yafuhu ki nitkena b'mokam tefilas yudches v'alkein roi lamod behem kamo b'tefila. If someone says Yireinenu with the whole Yudches Psukim, so there's a minig to stand. Mishneh Berurah brings a minig of not standing, so you shouldn't be Yotze Shmoneh Esrei with it. You'd have to be seated for it.